This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A small town in Georgia, just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee, has banned abortion clinics. After a unanimous vote, the mayor of Rossville, Georgia, simply explained, "We want to be a peaceful city." Earlier this week, we told of a massive sterilization campaign in Kenya, where it appears the government allowed drugs to cause miscarriage and sterilization to be inserted into tetanus vaccinations. Now there is news of a more pernicious problem in India, where an official government program has paid more than 4 million women to be sterilized in the last year at the behest of international population control groups. Nearly all of the women recently coaxed into a rural sterilization camp have been hospitalized, and as many as 10 women have died. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In other headlines, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's abortion expansion program has been put on hold last Tuesday as elections put pro-life state senators in the majority. Ohio wants to close a Cincinnati Planned Parenthood. It's suing to stay in business. And attorneys for pro-life students at Cortland High School in Virginia are demanding that school stop discriminating against pro-life students and allow the charter of a pro-life group on campus. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.